A Night In is brought to you by Ashwood Music.
I'm Nick Elliott, rock art photographer, and we're having a night in. And I'm joined by Chris Moore.
Fly on the wall.
A fly on the muff. fly on my muff.
Okay. I'd rather not, thank you. I'll steer well clear of that, thank you. Oh, your muff is not a very nice place to be.
Do you know, muffing the mull is not a criminal offence.
No, that's an old joke, that one.
I know it is. Yeah, still good.
It's still a good one. Yeah. What about Roger the cabin boy? Is that an offence?
Well, I think it could be.
Yeah, I think it possibly
could. If you did it weekly, it would definitely be an offence.
With Vaseline.
Oh, indeed. Good greasing, you can't whack it. Knocks your bandy. Hello, Chris. Good to see you back again. Glad you managed to get round.
I knew,
as they say in the trade.
I knew they'd say it. I knew I could rely on you to come up with some innuendo. Innuendo. In your face, mate.
What, moi?
Moi. Pardon moi.
Indeed.
Indeed, yes. Yeah. So how are you? You good?
I'm all right.
Sorry, I'm
crying. I'm all right. No, yeah. Don't worry. Cry
on. I'm not crying because of
cry
you.
Cry on. If you feel like crying, cry.
It's not manly crying or female crying. It's just...
Is there a difference?
I think there must be. Do you think? Between men and women?
Well, all this kind of flapping your hands if you're a girl in front of your centre before you cry, what's that about?
I don't know.
Nor me.
I don't know
how that works.
No. I don't know. When I was crying, I just had a little tear in my eye, which is crying, I suppose, isn't it? But
that's happens. Through the enjoyment of being here.
I think that's what it is, Nick. Indeed. I always look forward to coming around here. Got our cake.
Guest cake features this week.
Oh, I know.
Bat and bugger.
But you know what? I do love a Battenberg. For you know, last time I was here, you know what I did with it?
What did you do?
I cut it all into fours.
Oh yeah, of course you did. Yeah.
Now, do I do that this time round?
Well, you can do.
I think I'll have to...
What you could do is eat, this time, the pink ones first.
Reverse the order of eating them?
Yeah.
I could, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Or I could leave it all together.
I'd keep life that spicy if I were you.
You see, it's easy for you to say that, Nicholas, but I find life, when it comes to a Battenberg, there's a dilemma for me.
Is there?
Mm. Do I split it into four? Do I split it into two? Or do I eat it whole? And... You know, this is what's constantly going through my mind. How to eat a bit of Battenberg. You look totally thrilled.
Well, your life, it makes my nose bleed.
Does it? And how's your back this week, mate?
Stiff as a skinhead's boot.
No, I was asking about your back.
That as well. Sit down here, love.
Do I love you? Is that a canoe in your trousers, or do I love you?
Dear, oh dear.
Oh, you're a rotter.
Started badly, innit?
Oh, yeah, haven't it just, yeah. Oh.
Know what I mean?
Well, I don't really, but there we go.
I'm looking for a few tunes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, see what we're going to play. What are we going to play?
Don't know, mate. I've brought a few.
What do you fancy?
Oh, but you're in control.
Okie dokie.
I'll tell you what, I love all these selections. They're all fun.
Let's have a look.
Love the way you're selecting. You're putting a lot of thought into this, Nicholas.
I tell you, this is one that you brought with you, you tonight.
Oh, it's going to make me cry, this one.
Find a fantastic band.
It's going to make me cry. Oh no.
Lovely track.
Lovely track. But oh, it has meaning for me.
Really?
Oh yeah. Tear.
Deep, upsetting meaning.
Upsetting. Yeah, this is upset.
Right.
This is my divorce track.
Oh, this is a serious 5 minute
chat.
Yeah,
but I can make fun of it now, but at the time I couldn't.
Right.
You know.
How long ago, Chris?
Must have been 12 years now.
Really, 12 years?
Yeah. And of course, at the time, it wasn't fun.
No.
I would play this on repeat.
Right.
you know, because it sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But now, I love it for its musicalness, yeah. You know, and it's a powerful song, this one, isn't it? Everybody
great,
hurts.
Great band. Great frontman.
And do you know, I called somebody out on this the other day. Somebody said, do you know what REM means, Chris? And I said, yes, I do. Do you?
Rapid eye movement.
Yeah. Somebody else didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah. So I scored a house point there, Nick.
I don't know whether they just come up with the idea for a name for the band, or was there some kind of...
I think there's a meaning there.
Was there?
Yeah. Rapid eye movement is the point when you're dreaming. You're nearly awake, you're dreaming.
Okay.
Yeah? And of course, that's the time when your mind is highly active.
Right.
I don't know about you, but I get weird dreams at times.
Right.
All over the place.
Right.
It's your brain trying to make sense of them, you know? And your eyes, because your eyes are going like that.
Trying to
scan what your brain's thinking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you might think you've had a dream for hours. It's not. It's about 10 seconds, 15
yeah.
seconds.
Yeah.
You know, incredible, isn't it? You think
it's a bit like a listen and learn programme, this, isn't it?
What, listen to me?
When you come round.
Listen and learn. Listen with mother. You'll be mother.
Oh,
you
nice.
Can be mother.
I tell you what, should we have a yard
cake? Yeah, you be mother. I want to see you.
No. Yeah, I must leave you to. It's a dangerous tool, that knife is.
Ooh, right. Okay, I'll be mother.
I'll let you do the cooking.
I've got a bit of unsteady hand.
You're not going over the DTs, are you?
No. Would you like to order, sir? Right. Now, which bit do you want?
Thank you, Chris.
Right. And we have some left over.
I don't think you can have too much Battenberg, do you?
Well, no, not really. Not really. There we are. Look,
oh,
straight
you're doing,
away,
doing
straight away.
Again.
Can't help myself.
Wonderful.
There we go.
Go with the pink ones. Go on.
Shall I?
I would.
Well, you go first.
Yeah. It's very sexy, the pink squares, aren't they?
Also, another thing you used to do is build a tower, you see? See that? Yeah.
Hours of fun.
Fall over. Things I used to do, eh?
Do you know you are the equivalent to Lego?
In what way?
For radio.
I know.
Well, you can make no end of things out of you.
Oh, I see. One way of putting it, yeah.
Lego.
Yeah, so this has sad connotations, but I still like the music. And I'm well over it now, so.
Right.
Yeah, happier days now. But it's true, it sums it up, doesn't it? This song. For lots of people, I reckon.
I suppose it's an old fashioned adage, isn't it? Of how music defines times in people's lives.
Mm, mm, mm.
Whatever they may be.
Yeah. Mm. Hold on. Hold on.
I think this is probably one of the few bands that I've never actually listened to a full album.
No. No. Don't think they'd lend themselves to it somehow.
No, probably not.
No, this is a song in its own right.
Yeah.
You know, I can't say I've listened to it all the way through the album, no.
Have you got the album?
No, I haven't.
No.
No, I just like this particular song.
This track, yeah.
Yeah. The other one I had under this section was by the Streets. Do you remember the Streets?
Oh, yeah.
Cry
yeah.
Your Eyes Out.
Yeah.
Similar vibe as this.
Yeah.
That was another one on the loop.
Yeah, that was a good track.
Yeah.
Not that I was any fan of the Streets,
no.
But.
Yeah. Nice.
No,
it's
great. It's a great choice,
nice
Chris.
It's a song, that, isn't it?
Great choice.
You're enjoying your Battenberg?
Do you know, I just don't think you can get too much Battenberg.
No.
I don't.
I think you should stand for the Battenberg party.
Do you think?
Yeah. I think you'd be a very good representative.
Would that be left cake or right cake?
Right cake.
The right cake Battenberg party.
Yeah, or how about the left cake Battenberg party?
Could be.
Or the centre park.
Could be. Going down the middle.
Going down the middle, you see. Yeah. Question is, where is the middle of a Battenberg cake?
I don't know.
It's in the middle.
It could be between the squares.
Yeah, you see what I've done, look. Subconsciously, I've now left two pink ones. And you said eat the pink ones, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, why? Why? Is that your feminine side coming through?
I think this could be dearie. Mm.
Do you think? Mm.
Scratch your eyes out, love.
Indeed. I think we're ready for another track, really, on the back of that. Here we go.
Yeah. What's this one?
Bob Seger.
Oh, Bob. Yeah.
Massive
Silver
Bob
Bullet Seger. Band.
Great, great, great.
Took a look down westbound road, right away I made my choice. So why have you chosen this one then? Headed out to my big
two-wheeler. I was tired. I love Bob Seger. I'm a big American rock band.
Yeah, you like your American music.
I do. No, for me nobody does it like the Americans.
No, that's true.
It's a full show. The image, the style, everything's there. Everything's there.
Yeah.
And I actually bought his greatest hit some years ago when he released it. And I think, again, it's one of those foo albums that there's not a bad track on it. And again, I wanted to feature a Bob Seger album or some tracks from Bob Seger. And again, I couldn't make my mind up.
No.
So I just thought, well, we'd work through them over the coming months, you know, and pick them out when we wanted to. And I thought, well, this is a good place to start.
Why not? Yeah. Funny, you talking about favourite albums and that.
Yep.
Do you remember back in the day, you could buy from, I think it's from Woolworths, you used to buy these records. They were 12-inch records.
Yep.
They were copies of chart songs of the time. They're called Top of the Pops. And
oh, yeah. The K-Tells.
And that's it, the K-Tells.
That was one of the famous kind of...
Do you know what?
Production houses.
They were awful.
Terrible. Never owned any myself.
I did. Well, my dad's mum used to buy these in. They said, why buy one single where you can get 12 for the price, you know?
Yeah.
Occasionally you got a good track on it, but always.
They were all covers, weren't they?
Yeah, the whole lot.
Well, usually bands that featured on cruise ships and that type of shit.
Yeah, that's the type, yeah. Gosh,
Jane McDonuts and them type of people,
that's
you know.
Apparently, though, probably Mark Bowden did a track on one of these Woolworth things before he was known.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know which one it is. Apparently, not as T-Rex or anything.
No.
But he did a song.
Right.
On one of these things. You know, which are worth a bit of money now.
Yeah, I think it is.
I've got some of these albums at home. Very ashamed to say.
They always had real heavy front covers, didn't they? Scantily clad women.
Scantily clad ladies, yeah, that's right. So embarrassing.
Bit of a sort on the front,
well,
yeah.
See, this is a very delicate time in my life, Nick, you know. Very delicate sort of 13, 14-year-old.
Well, they would now be considered very, wouldn't they?
Yeah,
dear me.
And my dad would bring it and put it, and I'm going, you know, looking, God, you know, what's all that about, you know?
A bit of a loose sort.
that's right.
Yeah. Couple of buttons open, it was game on, wasn't it?
What's that, Dad? Oh, no, it's more a case of, what's that, Dad? What's that, Dad? A bit like Kevin, you know?
Kevin. He was touring last year, actually, Bob Seger.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd been very, very ill, but he was touring US last year.
Yeah? Was he good? Do you hear
it? No idea.
I like Bob Seger. I'm just trying to think of the single that he did. What was the big single? Hollywood Nights.
That's it.
Now, where did that come from? Crikey, I remember that well, didn't I? Hollywood Nights.
There was a couple of really good charted singles he did.
Yeah.
Hollywood Nights. I'm trying to remember the other one. No, can't remember.
He never really made it big, though, did he? Not
oh, over there he has.
Oh, he was in America.
God, yeah. He's massive, man, over there.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that. Yeah. Oh, good stuff. Wow. What else we got? Anything fun?
Well, we've got one or two bits that we didn't manage to
we never see.
Get back to later on.
No.
So we never, earlier on, should I say, not later
we,
on.
We ran out of time all the time.
Yeah, we did. We ran out of time. Yeah. So yeah, I think there's a couple of, certainly some of the lists that you brought that we need to feature.
Oh,
there's Led Zeppelin track.
Zepp.
Yeah, we're going to have a bit of Robert.
Oh, yeah, Robert.
Jimmy.
Can I do your Birmingham accent properly?
Bit of John.
Not that good.
Sorry.
Oh, that's better. Sorry.
Give me a slide.
Oh, yes, that's pretty good as well. Yeah, give me that. Yeah. I can't do a Brummy accent. Well, that's not bad, is it?
Most people don't. Well,
Brummy
they
accent.
Don't like Birmingham accents, but I think they're bloody great, man.
You think?
I do.
Why?
I think they're wonderful. I did some stuff with Slade probably about 18 months ago.
Yeah.
Without Noddy, but with the legend that is Dave Hill.
Oh, Dave.
And honest to God, man, fantastic.
Does he still look the same? Has he still got the long, straight hair?
What a fantastic bloke.
Yeah.
Just what a fantastic guy and such a nice man.
Yeah.
You know,
he
just spent hours together.
Wow.
Hours together. And he's telling all the stories. And, you know, I mean, this, as you know, Slade, man, were massive.
Oh,
absolutely massive.
And they started off as a skinhead band, didn't
they? Yes, they did, yeah.
Were they called Green Slade to start with, or was that another band I'm thinking of?
Oh, you could be right. I don't know.
I think they were called Green Slade, and they were definitely a skinhead band.
Yeah, they were.
Because they had all this hair shaved off.
Yeah, which was that was a manufactured image, though, wasn't it? It weren't what they wanted to be.
And then, of course, they got their proper image. And they went from strength to strength, as they say.
Man. Massive.
Yeah.
Massive.
Mama, we're all crazy now.
Yeah. I mean, excuse me, a lot of the singles I weren't that really bothered about.
No.
They were definitely a bit Radio 1, weren't they?
Yeah.
Of the time.
Oh, bless Radio 1. Bless it.
Chart poppy, but no, fantastic band.
Yeah.
They really were.
Marvellous.
Anyway, talking about the Black Country, let's go back.
You are a master at these links.
Do you know, it just come.
It's natural.
Just natural.
Natural.
Just natural.
I don't know how you do it.
Good for a bit of Bob.
Yeah. Oh, what have we got then? Oh, yes. Go on, John. Bob, Bob, Bob. Bring it up, mate. That's it. To my Batberg. Oh. Now, this is what I call got the lazy drum effect.
Yeah.
He's behind the beat.
Yeah.
Boom. Isn't he?
Yeah.
He's behind the beat, and it's very clever to do, I think. Lovely.
This is another band that you're going to struggle to pick out a favourite track, aren't you?
How could you, really?
Yeah.
You know?
Extremely hard.
This has got to be there. This has got to be up amongst them.
Right.
But I'll tell you which one isn't. In my opinion, Stairway to Heaven.
You wouldn't put it in there?
Nope. I think it's probably one of the most overplayed, overrated tracks, in my opinion.
Really?
My very humble opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
It bores me, to be quite honest.
I'm a fan, but I mean, I liked Gallows Pole.
Gallows Pole is fantastic. Yeah.
Some of the acoustic stuff.
Yeah.
And, well, Christ. I'd have a massive Led Zeppelin list, I would, for best tracks.
Yeah.
I really would.
I would, but as I say, not that one. I just couldn't be doing with Stairway to Heaven. Just doesn't do it for me.
No, it's strange. You must be the first person I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah, no Stairway, dear. Oh dear.
I tell you, I find it tedious. Don't know why it is. Still, we all have our quirks.
Yeah, of course, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
That's art, man, isn't it? It's art.
Yeah.
Art is what you see and what you hear and
what you make
your interpretation.
It. Yeah.
It's whatever it is.
Yeah. But this is good for the driving force of this track.
Yeah.
And it's also different sections, so we break off into a different here, into a different part of the song altogether. But keeps that rhythm going. That's why I like the way the song's constructed, put together.
Yeah.
We John on the old drums there, keeping up that very interesting rhythm.
Oh, Bob. Mm. Wonderful.
More tea, Vicar?
I'm all right, thank you.
You're all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah. Wonder where that expression came from.
I don't know. It always makes me laugh. I don't know why.
No, I know.
I have no idea.
More tea, Vicar.
It just makes me laugh.
You've got to feel sorry for the old Vicar, haven't you? Walking around another house.
But I don't actually know why.
Well, perhaps that is it. You know, every house a Vicar goes to, they get a cup of tea. They must be dying for a pee at the end of it.
Could be.
Yeah, you know.
Could be. I suppose it's, you know, if he was sitting round your gaff, the old Vic,
yeah,
you know, you'd say, wouldn't you, more tea, Vicar?
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be great to actually invite a Vicar round just so you can deliver that line?
That's what I was thinking.
Hey, what a great
idea.
Have you got
a friendly Vicar in tow?
No.
I have.
Have you?
So I'm going to try that.
Tow him round.
Yeah.
Give him some more tea.
Yeah. I've love to see
and a couple of tarts.
He wouldn't like that. Well, I don't know, actually, he might. You know, these Vicars. Oh, that's another one, Vicars and Tarts parties.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been to a Vicars and Tarts party.
Have you not?
No, it's not the kind of thing I could see myself going to.
Well, it depends what you went as.
No, even then, I don't think I could.
Well, what would you see yourself as the role of? The Vicar or the tart?
I'd have to be preaching the gospel, I think.
Yeah, fair enough. Oh dear. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Vicars and tarts.
Goodness me. That was really big, weren't it, in the time?
What was?
Yeah, Vickers and Tarts.
Oh, yes.
And that kind of nonsense. Fancy dress.
Yeah. Do you remember Dick Emery as well?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, funny, isn't it?
Dick Emery board, yeah.
Yeah. The sketches he used to have were so funny. Mandy. Do you remember the character Mandy?
Yeah.
Funny. Don't know how we're talking about Mandy over the top of Led Zeppelin, still.
No.
There must be some sort of thought association going
possibly
on there. Mandy, Led Zeppelin, 10cc on Mandy Fly Me.
Yeah. Never really liked that track.
No.
Weren't that bothered.
No, bit commercialised.
So what's this association with this track? What's the association for you?
Again, we're into the time now, this would be secondary school for me.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I suppose it's trying to create a little niche for myself, if you like.
Right.
For example, that sounds like I'm teaching there, doesn't it? For example, children, right? For example.
Yeah.
For example, me and my best mate Peter at the time.
Yep.
We used to go into school. We were described as the two city gents. That's what they said of us. And when we went to career guidance lessons, I was told personally I could be talking of it a vicar, a banker or an insurance clerk.
You know, they were always piss useless, weren't they, career advisors? Absolutely terrible.
I couldn't get the vicar, the insurance and the banking clerk. I couldn't see the unifying factor in those. But there must have been one somewhere.
Goodness me.
And that was done through a little test you did. Marked off bits on a paper, you know. But the truth of it all is, we were both, between us, we were the orchestrators of bad things at school.
Right.
We controlled the minions.
Right.
So we worked out all the naughty bits of action, you know, how to catch people out, how to catch the teachers out, etc.
Right.
And we told them what to do, and we stood back, and we watched the situation explode. And nobody ever questioned us. Nobody ever said it.
A bit like the House of Lords, then.
Yes, a little bit like the House of Lords. Yeah. Order! Oh, it's a House of Commons, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know. I think it's just as bad, isn't it?
Oh.
A load of old geezers lying around sleeping.
Oh, well, that's a House of Lords, yeah.
Yeah, well.
But the House of Commons, when the chap there, whoever it is, Mr. Speaker.
How are you?
He goes, order! He can't control I'd love to see him in a class.
Dear me.
Controlling a class of kids.
Do you know, this is a great drink.
It is. Have you laced it?
No. I think I might do a bit of JD when you're next, Bob Brown. Yeah, I think so.
I thought you'd lace this one. Or perhaps we're getting all fruited out.
I don't know. It's serious, isn't it, though? It's really good.
Actually, what's it called?
Tropical fruits, yeah, I think.
Now, here's some sublineal things going on here.
Is there?
Look what you bought. Something called Innocent.
Yeah. Well, that's me, isn't it?
And a halo.
That's me again.
Well, I can't see your halo. That's somewhat slit, Nicholas.
Is it?
No, I can't see it.
Oh, OK.
And look, Innocent, do you think? Do you think we're innocent?
Well,
why not?
I think you have to lead people to believe you are.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I do. Well, I've got a little prop I'm going to get out in a minute, you know. That's a terrible innuendo, but I'm going to do it. What are you going to choose next, mate?
This was the first single.
Mm.
Well, it was this and another one, Whiter Shade of Pale. But it was this and Whiter Shade of Pale were the first singles that I ever bought.
Right.
And I hadn't heard this for a long time, apart from when I was doing the research for the show tonight, coming round and all that kind of stuff. And I thought, God, you know, I can remember seeing this guy. I'd do a solo set in a pub in Peterborough, would you believe?
Yeah.
And this, you know, I just thought, Christ, this was really, really a great track. But I'll play it, Chris, see if it kind of brings back any memories.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it does. This is the one with the dodgy lyric in, isn't it? Peep through the bathroom door.
That's it.
Did you ever?
That's it.
See your sister in the roar.
That's it.
Dear me. Matroner.
Oh. Kenny.
Oh. Now, this is, I'm trying to think of the guy's name. Alexis Corner.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm a gem of information, you know.
You are.
Fonty.
You are.
Yeah.
That's why it's so good when you come round.
Don't know where these things come from.
We twitter on about loads of nonsense, don't we?
We waffle on about anything.
That won't change anybody's life.
You never know.
We don't.
No. Every plays a bit of influence in somebody else's life. You never know. Here we go. Dodgy lyric.
Great.
Coming up.
Great acoustic guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Peek through the bathroom door.
Did you ever?
See your sister in the room.
Did you ever? Are we into the 70s here?
Early 70s.
It must be early 70s, yeah.
72, something like that, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch the forest grow. So this is your first single?
One of. Right. Two. Yeah.
Wonder if I can play my first single next.
Can.
Yeah. You want to know what it is?
Yeah, I do.
Thunderclap.
All right. Ooh. Wonderful track.
Oh.
One hit wonder, weren't it?
Yeah, never did anything else.
No.
Now, we've got the chorus, haven't we? Tap turns on the water, see the water flow. Watch the forest grow.
Actually, I might have bought this track on the back of seeing Alexis Corner, I think.
You think?
I might have done, yeah. I can't remember that.
Right.
It's a long time ago.
Right.
Going back to conversations we'd had in previous shows about damn foggy nights in November, it might well have been one of
those.
Could
have been that. quarter. See the words.
And greatcoats. I do remain greatcoats.
Right. Yeah.
I remember wearing my greatcoat when I went to see him.
Greatcoats.
Greatcoat.
Oh, yeah.
REF greatcoat.
REF things. Great big long.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I used to have one of those. Yeah. Also Parkers. Remember Parkers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you have the fishtail variety?
I did.
Yeah. Weren't they lovely? They were terrific. Tell you what, while you're sorting that track out,
yeah,
I'm going to get something out for you.
What are you going to get?
Well, something nice. You're going to like it.
Yeah.
I brought it along special.
You're not back
for
under
you.
The Vaseline, Chris.
Oh, not the Vaseline, no. No, something that is in my possession that I know you want.
Okie cokey. I do declare.
See, I love a bit of innuendo. Let's see what I've got. Oh,
oh really?
You hear that?
It sounds like several bottles of JD.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what it is in a minute. There's an Asda receipt.
Asda receipt.
One bowl.
One bowl.
Yeah.
One bowl.
Two bowls.
Two bowls.
Of course, what I haven't brought with me was the other bit of the... This is a gag I'm working up to.
Oh, so okay.
This is a silly gag.
Right.
I'd also brought a tin of custard.
Okay.
Because on that wrapper for that cake, it says, try me with custard. So...
Really?
I thought, yeah, so I thought what we'd do, we'd have a bit of custard with it this
good
time.
Good God, that would have been a nice idea.
I can't get it. I've left it somewhere.
But you left the custard?
And I also haven't brought spoons, so... In actual fact, that gag has turned rather flat.
Well, we could do that next time.
Should we do that?
Next
look,
time
there,
we have a night in.
Nothing in there.
It's a totally empty bag.
Yeah.
Is empty bag, shopping. Bag, empty bag, bag,
Asda.
Bag, empty bag.
Asda.
No.
Other
Asda
stores are available.
Receipt, Asda.
Yeah.
Receipt, Asda.
It says
Asda.
Stuffing on it.
Really?
Do you know
that's
how much...
usually what they do when you shop at Asda.
Yeah. Do you know how much I pay for stuffing?
Nope.
Only 15p.
Really? You can get it on the AHS.
What, stuffing?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, most nurses will kind of confirm that.
Do you reckon they would? What else is on this? A lot of stuff that says reduced. Oh, that's me. I go for the bargains, you know.
Is that what it
oh,
is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And also, a healthy diet, look. Chicken nugget, chicken nugget, chicken nugget, it says here. Oven chips. Magazine.
Really?
Can't remember what the magazine was.
Ooh.
Don't know.
Greasy?
It could be margarine, paper, milk.
You know, she's lovely, margarine.
I like her.
Lovely woman.
I like her. She pops up every now and again. You know, I see her. She's a good spreader.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. That's another joke, but I daren't say that one.
No.
No.
There's a draft in here.
There's a definite draft in it, yeah. Yeah, a lot of bread reduced. That's all great stuff, you know. Yeah. Oh, well, I've digressed. So, yeah, can I have my...
I'm going to play it right now.
Oh, thanks. Thunderclap.
Here we go.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
This is good stuff. Very good stuff.
You know what I really like about this track is when the piano break comes in and it's just a little half called off.
Yeah.
And it's inspired. It really is.
Who was this guy?
Thunderclap Newman.
Who was he?
Somebody Newman. I do know, but I don't.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about the bloke.
No. No. He's just a Mr. Joe Average, apparently. He might have been a session player. This would be 68, 69.
Really?
Yeah.
That early?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you buy this?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's the tail end of the flower power. Time,
yeah. Right? San Francisco
that's
vibe.
It.
And...
yeah. Bum, 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 bum. So again, it's that lazy
was
drum.
He weren't an American, was he?
Don't know, mate. Don't know if he was or wasn't. Don't think so.
No.
I'm sorry my custard scheme didn't work out.
Don't worry about it. We can save it and do it next time.
We can, can't we?
Custard with batten bugger, is that what they say?
They said, and you remember that time we had the ginger cake?
Yeah.
They said that on that as well.
Did they really?
Yeah. So perhaps it is a known
custard
thing.
Custard could be the way forward.
It could be the way forward. Yeah.
I think we should add that to a night in.
Do you think?
Don't you?
Well, custard.
A bit of custadio. Yeah.
Well, we could, couldn't we?
Yeah.
I'll give another joke.
Go on then.
What's yellow and what's yellow? And no, I'll say that badly, but it's part of the joke.
No idea.
Cowardly custard. Get it?
Moving swiftly along.
Will you come up with a better one then? Let's have one of your jokes.
I don't do jokes.
Oh, you don't do jokes?
No, I don't do jokes.
No.
I can never remember
either.
The bloody things.
No, I don't either.
No, you don't, no.
I attempt to, but it doesn't come out quite right. I must try and think of another one.
I'll have to find out a lot more about this bloke.
Shall we, yeah?
Yeah.
I'll challenge you to.
Yeah. See, bet 68, you think?
Oh, definitely 68 for the song. Or 69. I think 68.
Right.
But either we one
could
hit
check.
One,
we have got a reference book.
Have we?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. You could look at it. There, back to the reprise. Ba, 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 ba.
So what time do you think you'll get home tonight?
Depends on the traffic, I suppose.
Yeah. Shouldn't be that
nine,
much about though, this kind
nine.
Of time, would it?
Yeah. Something like that. Don't care. Don't care. I like coming here, you see.
Yeah.
It's always good for a laugh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a bit of a
and
giggle, isn't it?
Good bit of music going on.
Bit of a giggle.
Bit of a giggle giggle. Lovely stuff.
Fantastic.
Wasn't
track.
It just, eh?
Fantastic.
Oh.
Bit of Kenny Everett, bit of...
Kenny Everett?
Kenny Everett, yeah.
Oh, what about Kenny Everett?
Well, that's the kind of thing that he would have played on.
Oh,
see,
you mean, yeah, oh, you know, there's a genius.
Radio Caroline.
Yeah.
I love Caroline.
Do you know it's still going?
Yes, actually, they've just granted it an FM licence.
Have they?
Yes, they
have. Well, that's news to me.
4 months ago.
Wow.
Because it was a bit of a kind of... ambition, really, because I did an interview on Radio Caroline probably 10 years ago, about 10 years ago. Yeah, we're one of the legendary
DJs.
DJs, guy called Tony Christian.
Tony
Christian.
He was on Luxembourg as well.
Yes, he was.
Yeah,
he was a legend, Tony. What a fantastic, lovely man.
Called him the Prince,
I think they did. Yeah, I think they did. And I did a couple of interviews on Tony Christian's show.
Yeah.
And a couple of specials, Christmas and all that kind of stuff. He used to regularly invite me on.
Really?
And he was a really lovely, lovely man. I haven't spoken to him for a long time. I know he kind of got a bit poorly.
Did he?
Yeah, which was a bit of a shame.
Mm.
You know, and hopefully things are okay. Like I say, it's a long time since I spoke to him. But yeah, the legend that was Tony Christian on Radio Caroline.
Wow.
Yeah, great.
Because I've been on the Ross Revenge.
Really, on the pirate ship?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
When I lived down in Kent, it was moored up in a place off the Isle of Sheppey.
That's where they used to transmit from,
weren't
it?
That's right. And then you go along and it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Because I am interested in the pirate radio stations,
brilliant.
You know, and the history behind them.
Oh, well, that's all my era.
Yes.
That's where it all started.
You know, do you remember flashing?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Where were you flashing from?
Well, all over the place.
Yeah, well, what was your main...
You just couldn't keep up with me.
I know. But
no.
Same with me. I was a big flasher.
I've heard that said.
Yeah, well, I was. And it usually happens.
People still talk about your Nanky Poo.
Do they really?
Indeed.
Ah. Well, the reason why, you see, because I stood at Frinton Coast.
Yep.
And Radio Caroline was out at that point. And that's the way you communicated with them. You flashed them.
Yeah.
So, hey-oh! Yeah. And they said, please don't do that. It's not a pleasant sight.
But you used to do it with you.
Yeah, yeah. You did it with your torch.
Yeah.
On, off, on,
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I do remember.
Oh, it's marvellous stuff. It was. Oh.
I'm trying to find a track here, Chris.
Yeah?
I'm not too sure.
I'm going to
do this anyway.
Yeah,
because I still think this was, well, definitely being my all-time top five singles of all time.
Right. Oh. Faces. Is it? Yep.
Yep.
Rod. Rod the Mod. Dum, dum. Oops. See, look, got the rhythm going. The table's going everywhere, Nick.
Don't worry about it, Chris. Wreck the fucking
place. I will. Us old boys, we can rock. Yeah, that's it. Well, you do it, man. Stay with me.
A great track.
Oh, yeah. In the morning. Don't say you love me. Because I'll only keep you in. Oh, I'll have to be thinking about going soon, mate.
Sorry?
I've got to think about going soon.
Yeah, time's getting on, isn't
it?
Time's getting on. It whips by these nights, doesn't it, when you come round? It just flies by.
I don't know where he goes.
When we're having fun.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say. Time flies when you're having fun. Yeah. Oh, let's hear this one out, though.
Oh, God, yeah. No fade-outs on this show.
No fade-outs on this show.
Full length.
Absolutely.
Full length.
Really? Matron.
Oh.
Got the Vaseline. As you get other equivalents to Vaseline, you don't want to plug Vaseline too much, should we? We should call it petroleum jelly.
So should we say that other petroleum jellies are available?
Available, yes, that's correct.
That's what we do now, isn't it?
Yes,
in this country?
In this country, otherwise you're deemed to have advertised.
Ah. So.
And we don't do that. You got any bother in, mate?
Only for Ashwood Music.
All right. Oh, yeah, give Ashwood Music a plug.
Indeed.
Good old Ashwood Music.
The Marvis. Whole show is brought the to you by Ashwood Music.
Brought to you by Ashwood Music. Great guys. Funny that. You know, you use products and you sometimes say they're the name. Like, shall I Hoover up? Well, I don't know if you Hoover anything, but...
Always be a J. Edgar, though, won't it? Will always be a J. Edgar.
Yeah.
Or a Mike Dyson.
Yeah. Yeah, Dyson. Yeah, you know, whatever. But Hoover is a brand name, not a verb. You know, so you think about it. You don't Hoover anything.
No.
You vacuum it. You don't Hoover it.
Yeah.
It's like when I was teaching, you know, one little kid said to me, sir, see ya. He says, I ain't got no homework. He says, that's what he said. I ain't got no homework.
So you give him some?
No. Give him some. You think I am? God's truth. No, I didn't give him some, Nick. No. No, what I did to him, I said, well, let's have it then. And he said, no, I ain't got no homework. And I said, well, let's have it then. And he looked at me, I knew his way over his head. I said, look, if you ain't got no homework, by inference, you have got some homework. Which is right. He was using a double negative on me. See, you're really interested with that one.
Yeah, I'm riveted, Chris. Riveted.
It's true, though. Double negatives. Awful things. Don't play your drums.
That's what you call rock and roll.
That is rock and roll. Oh, I'm all rocked out.
I know. I think it's time for bed, Chris.
Beddy times, mate.
I think you better get on your way, man.
Oh, I thought you'd asked me round.
No.
I thought you'd asked me to stay over.
No. I've got somebody coming.
Oh, have you? Don't wish I know that. Oh, right. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll do it some other time, shall we?
I think sometime soon.
Yeah, do you think?
I do.
Yeah.
I think it's been great, man.
It's a hoot,
wonderful
isn't it?
To see you again.
And right. you.
Fucking rioted it. It's a fucking riot.
Stop swearing, Nicholas. Don't catch me swearing. Not very fucking often. I'll see you.
Yeah, stay safe, Chris.
Okay.
Catch you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
A Night In is brought to you by Ashwood Music.